Kyle Pimenti, dead name here on Syrup Moose Radio. You are listening to it somewhere, and here are all the places you could be listening to it. We are based at home at 93.9 FM CICK in Smithers, BC. It also airs on 90.1 FM CJSF in Burnaby, BC, 102.7 FM CKMS in Waterloo, 88.3 FM CKXU in Lethbridge, Alberta, and 88.7 FM CFUR in Prince George, and as of this episode, as I think, on untidyradio.org. Untidy Radio, thank you for having us. Our first internet station, very cool. Thank you for syndicating this show. You can find out more about the show and everything else that I'm up to by going to themarsh.ca. I try and keep it as up to date as I possibly can, but you know, sometimes I'm a little bit behind. I do my best. You can also find me, themarsh.ca on Instagram, with the dot spelled out instead of, a dot. And also I'm on Facebook with that, and on other things you can find me as Old Cryptid. So I'm around, I'm easy to reach if you feel so inclined. One thing I did want to mention that I don't think I mentioned last week, but I could be wrong. I announced a read-along. So if you don't know, I've been doing a lot of reading this year. And one of the things I decided I wanted to do was reread House of Leaves. And as I start talking about this, I think I did bring this up last week, but maybe not. But maybe doesn't matter. So if you would like to join, for the month of April, I will be reading House of Leaves, and hopefully having some fun conversations with folks about it. So all you have to do is start reading April 1st, be done before the end of the month. You can join me on Storygraph if you would like. There's a link over at themarsh.ca. Love to have you. Let's talk about this book. It is one of my favorite books. It is truly a bizarre haunted house story, and I'm really excited to reread it. And you know, if you don't want to talk to me about it, that's also fine, but if you want to just spend the month reading it, why not do that too? So the book is House of Leaves by Mark Z. Danielowski. It is a horror book, and yeah, I think it'll be fun. Like I said, you can find me on Storygraph. My name there is Old Cryptid, same with albumoftheyear.org and Letterboxd if you want to know all about my stuff before other people do for some reason. That's all of those things. Also, if you want to support this show directly, you can by going over to ko-fi.com/themarsh. You can also support the stations individually. Community radio stations need support, and a lot of the time that translates to money. So help them out, help us out, help help us continue to do the stuff that we do. So I'll take a deep breath. My jaw hurts. That's weird. All right, we're going to take a minute here. I mentioned the song was the last song you heard was called Dead Name. Before that was One of Us with Enziguri Girl. And the next song I'm going to play right now is called Sightless by an experimental artist called Lynx. And I hope you enjoy it as much as I did. So this is it, Lynx with Sightless on Syrup Moose Radio.
Talking is never right.
Intercourse with their cover of Violet by Hole. Before that was, oh man, this is another one I'm going to struggle with. It is Cola Pop, Hey Man. And before that, Lynx with Sightless. You are listening to Spirit Moves Radio, and I am thrilled that you're here. All right, we're going to talk about the thing, the reason that I am recording early. Besides the fact that there is a planned power outage tomorrow. Tomorrow is also AEW Revolution. If you don't know, for some reason, or don't care to know, AEW Revolution is a, a pay-per-view event by professional wrestling company All Elite Wrestling. I personally am very excited about it. If you've listened to the show before, you know that I have been listening, or I've been talking about my love of AEW. I just sort of rediscovered my love of it in the last few years. I grew up in the Attitude era of WWE and fell off with wrestling until 2024. Anyway, I am going to tell you all the things that I'm excited about. So if you if you're interested, jumping in at a pay-per-view is I think kind of a good way to do it, because it's these, like, it's this huge explosion of storylines, so you're going to get all kinds of things, plus you'll get filled in on what's been going on. And I just think it's a lot of fun. Honestly, wrestling is great. I think it's great. I think that the big company, WWE, has its problems. AEW has its problems too. But I do take comfort in the fact that at least AEW is not run by a straight-up sex trafficker or someone from the Trump administration like Triple H. And Vince McMahon is the sex trafficker, not Triple H. But whatever, it doesn't matter. So what do we have to look forward to this time around? Well, we have the 21-man Blackjack Battle Royale for Ricochet's national championship, which, God, I hope he loses. We've also got the TBS championship between Willow Nightingale and Lena Cross. The Women's World Tag Team Championships between Megan Bain and Lena Cross and Babes of Wrath. So it's going to be a busy and intense one for Willow Nightingale, who rules. You've also got the Dogs versus Roderick Strong, Orange Cassidy, and Darby Allin. I gotta say, watching Roderick Strong finally, you know, join hands with Orange Cassidy and join the conglomeration in friendship was heartwarming and beautiful, and it involved Roderick kneeing a bunch of dudes in the face. So, that's the kind of energy that you can expect. You've got Marina Shafir versus Toni Storm in a match that's sure to be good. Chris Statlander and Tekla the Toxic Spider for the Women's Championship, which rules. They're going to be wonderful. If you want to watch something in the lead-up. Oh, wait. You can't watch it in the lead-up because this already happened. This happened 2 days ago at time of recording. Oh, man. All right. I'm realizing as I'm recording this. So I'm going to tell you. So let's do it this way. This will be fun. We can see if I was right about any of it. So we're going to do some predictions. I think that's more fun. Let's do some wrestling predictions. This, as I record this, it's March 13th. The show is tomorrow. Let's see how many I can get right. All right. Ricochet Battle Royale. Let's go with Ricochet loses his title. Willow and Lena. Oh, I could see. I think if Willow retains her title, maybe the Babes of Wrath lose their title. That's my guess. Or vice versa. We'll see. I hope Chris Statlander takes the belt back from Tekla. I am very excited to watch MJF get his head kicked off by Hangman Adam Page. And I think Mox versus Takeshita will be one of the nastiest fights of the night. love to see the Bucks take the title from FTR, and I'd love to see Brody King squash Swerve Strickland. There's a lot to look forward to. I hope that it was fun. I hope that some cool stuff happened, and we'll check in with some of my predictions. But I got to tell you, it's a good thing. And I've said this a bunch of times, but because, you know, we're on a new station, I'll make my thoughts on this again. One thing I did not expect getting back into wrestling was the extremely present focus of male friendship is not something that I expected to find in wrestling. Like, there's some real like wholesome friendships in wrestling, and it's really interesting in the way that they do that. I think, you know, male friendship, especially in what is quote unquote combat sports, is not really a focus, and to see it be a focus is really interesting, and I think that's cool. Anyway, wish us all luck. This is so weird. I cannot believe I didn't even think about it. This show comes out like 3 days after the show. And I'm not going to go back and re-record this, because then it wouldn't feel like the magic of radio. All right, we're going to play a demo by Hydraulic Hand, demo number one specifically. And then we're going to come back, and I'm going to talk about stuff that I've already finished reading or or watching or listening to or whatever. So that's not in the future. Welcome to Spirit Moves Radio, folks. I am a professional. Hydraulic Hand, demo one. Enjoy.